This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest plays and clutch moments.
Oh, look out! Touchdown! A miracle!
It's time to go around the NFL.
Throw it again. Over the middle. End zone. It is caught! Touchdown, Trey Palmer!
So the Eagles listened to their first three drives at Tampa yesterday on what apparently was a brutally, brutally hot and humid day. Three plays, 2 yards, 3 plays, 2 yards punt, 3 plays, -7 yards punt, 3 plays, 0 yards punt. Their first 9 plays went for -5 yards, and they were down 24-0. They fought back. They made it 24-14, but every time they got within some striking distance, Tampa responded offensively. 33-16, the final score. Baker Mayfield threw for 347. They rolled up against that Eagles defense who completely shut the Saints down. They rolled up 33 points, 445 yards in the game. Hurts struggled, especially early, and Philly falls to 2-2 on the season. I didn't like this game either way, Denton, but I thought it was going to be a highly competitive game, and it wasn't. And Tampa Bay bounces back off of getting absolutely beaten down at home by Denver to beat Philly 33-16. They actually have the Thursday night game this week. Huge game in the NFC South against Atlanta. I think the biggest issue with the Eagles right now, and I'm going to stick with this, I do think they're better than they were last year, but there's a lot of stuff going on that is behind the scenes, and it ain't pretty. And I don't know if they can get this done with Sirianni, the head coach. And so we'll see what happens. But they're just seemingly a little bit disconnected and a little bit, you know, on edge because of the pressure building on their head coach in particular. Let's go to Baltimore last night for the Derrick Henry Show.
Back. There goes Henry up a big running game against Dallas. Derrick Henry on the run. Henry and Lewis chasing at the 40, at the 30. He will score!
First play from scrimmage for Baltimore, 87 yards. What's just so, I'm honestly like borderline intoxicating watching Derrick Henry, is that somebody that big can run that fast. He's 255 pounds, people. And he outran everybody, 87 yards for a touchdown. Derrick Henry has gone back-to-back games now. Last week against the Cowboys in a game they had to have 25 carries, 151 yards. And last night against Buffalo in a 35-10 win, 24 for 199. Remember back for the season opener at Arrowhead against the Chiefs, and it was like the Ravens had to figure out what they were going to be. What they should be is they've got the best or maybe, you know, tied for the best running quarterback in the NFL. Jaden Daniels is right there with Lamar Jackson. And they've got a running back who is a future Hall of Famer in the perfect scheme for that particular running back. And they've taken advantage of it because the last two games, this dude's averaging over 7 yards a carry and has three rushing touchdowns as they've gotten back to 2-2. And the other thing last night, that defense really stepped up. It was really physical against Buffalo. They completely shut down the run. And there was that one moment, Denton, I don't know if you were watching it, but it was 21-10 and Buffalo had the ball back. And they tried this trick play involving Curtis Samuel and a pitch back, you know, that to Josh Allen, who was going to throw, and he did, and Kyle Van Noy literally blew it up, and Kyle Hamilton recovered it, and then the route was on. 35-10, Baltimore back to 500. They got a big game against Cincinnati, a division opponent, coming up this week, and then they face the Commanders, the Skins, Washington, at M&T Bank on October 13th. Let's go to SoFi for Kansas City and the Chargers.
Yards. This one is going deep for Worthy, and the rookie hauls it in. That's the longest touchdown pass for Mahomes in a long time.
Yeah, a 54-yarder on a play that happened with them trailing 10-7 from their own 46 late second quarter. They really needed that one. Butker missed a field goal, by the way, at the end of the half. They gave him a 65-yard try. The field goals in the NFL are insane. And then a big miss for the Chargers on their opening drive. We've seen actually a lot of missed field goals after it seemed like nobody could miss for the first 2 weeks. But it's like Kansas City, they just do what they need to do to win the game. There was nothing super impressive. The big news out of that game is Rashee Rice, and he could be lost to a torn ACL. That's what the fear is at this point. He suffered the knee injury in the game. Sorry, losing my voice a little bit. And that would be a devastating blow for them because he is their best receiver. Let's go to Lambeau for the undefeated Vikings and the Packers.
Darnold again with time. And to the end zone, caught, touchdown, Jordan Addison.
I mean, their defense is incredible. Their offense has so much talent. And Sam Darnold, again, 20 of 28, 275, three touchdowns. He got away with what should have been a pick six early in the game, but it doesn't matter. I mean, he's got Aaron Jones running well. He's got Jefferson, who was healthy, Jordan Addison. They don't even have TJ Hockenson in the lineup yet. It doesn't really seem to matter. The only thing that didn't happen is they didn't continue on their sack barrage. They only got to Jordan Love, who played the game one time. This was a strange game in that it was in the game, the score was 28-0 midway through the second quarter, and Green Bay did get it back to 28-22 with 10 minutes to go in the game. They had a legit shot had they been able to get off the field after the 28-22 touchdown, but Minnesota methodically down the field, never faced a third down, stayed aggressive, and they ended up getting a field goal to extend the lead to 9, and then that was pretty much it, 31-29. How about this? Minnesota and the Jets this coming weekend in London in our first early morning East Coast Sunday morning game. The Jets have some problems. Minnesota, man, is the surprise, I think, of the NFL. Kevin O'Connell and Brian Flores, what a combination. And look, I'll say this, you know, with the money they decided not to pay Kirk, and they wanted Kirk back, but they wanted him back on a team-friendlier contract so that they could go out and get Van Ginkle, they could go out and get Greenard. They have really upgraded with some of the money they would have spent on him, and it is paying off big time on the defensive side of the ball. I don't think this is fake. They've got a win over the 49ers, they've got a win over the Texans, and now they've got a win over a Jordan Love quarterbacked Packers team at Lambeau that they were dominating. They are 4-0, and they play the Jets in London on Sunday. Let's go to Atlanta for a big NFC South showdown.
By one. Youngway Koo from 58. It is good.
They got a good kicker there in Koo, 58 yards. It was a big defensive pass interference penalty as Atlanta took over deep in their own territory. No timeouts, about a minute to go, needing a field goal. Another fourth quarter game-winning drive for Cousins. That one was a DPI. There was no controversy there. Interesting, because I watched some of this game. The Falcons, like what happened Sunday night in their loss to the Chiefs, really were on the wrong side of a couple of calls. They had a touchdown pass called back on an absolute phantom holding penalty that would have given them a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter. But I just wanted to mention a couple of players in this game. Alvin Kamara really is special, and he's a big part of what the Saints are doing. Taysom Hill, they lost early, but he was a major factor early in the game, but it just seems like he can never stay healthy. And Chris Olave is an outstanding NFL wide receiver. Tyler Algier, going back to his BYU days, I always thought he could be a good running back. He is a very good back. These two teams, I think, are going to be there all year long, fighting it out for a playoff spot, potentially the NFC South title. Tampa's good as well. Good football game won by the Falcons, 26-24. Let's go to Indy for the Steelers and the Colts.
Play of the drive. Flacco, sidearm delivery to the end zone. He's got his man. It's Downs. Touchdown.
Yeah, I don't know what the situation with Anthony Richardson is. He got hurt. He's not been playing well. He actually got hurt, came back in. They ran him again, and then he got hurt even worse. Maybe you can update me on his injury status. But as much as I love this dude's physical abilities, and I think that there's a future for Anthony Richardson, he's so raw right now, and it's wasteful of a good roster. They've got a good roster. They've got an excellent offensive line. They've got Jonathan, or they got Pittman, they got Downs, they got Pierce. They've got good players on defense. Flacco came in 16 of 26 for a buck 68, two touchdowns, no picks in just a little more than a half. I think they'd be better off going with Flacco. Look what he did in Cleveland last year. The Colts can win that division. I know that Houston won, they barely won, but the Colts, I think, are just as good roster-wise. And they could be in that division hunt, but Richardson a little bit too raw. Let's go to L.A. Actually, not L.A. Let's go to Vegas, for the Raiders and Washington's next opponent, the Browns.
Up two times better than their average. Turner this time on the end around. Breaking a tackle inside the five. Plunges his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Raiders.
Yeah, DJ Turner, 18-yard run that gave them a 10-point lead after they trailed 10-0 early in the game. Deshaun Watson just kind of putzing around, to be honest with you. Had a pick in the game, had a fumble that he almost lost. They're not very good in the red zone, this team isn't, but they are good defensively. And they get after the quarterback. They gave up some rush yards yesterday because Madison had a couple of long ones. But Cleveland is that team that's kind of been the Steelers in recent years. Excellent defensively, can't score offensively. They lose 20-16. A big miss of an extra point by Dustin Hopkins hurt their chances because they were knocking on the door at the end of the game. They come to Washington this week. Washington, a 3.5-point favorite, depending on where you are looking. And then lastly, what do we have here next? We've got, where are we going next? We're going to the Meadowlands in the rain for Denver and the Jets.
Knicks delivers end zone. Cortland Sutton, touchdown.
I mean, seriously, Bo Nix, it's like, oh, it's terrible to watch it. The Broncos are terrible. But I'll tell you where they're not terrible. They're not terrible on defense because they slowed down Seattle. They shut down Pittsburgh. They completely shut down Tampa in their own park last week. And yesterday against Aaron Rodgers in the Jets were 4 of 17 on third down. 4 of 17. They managed just 248 yards, 3.5 yards per play. And what you didn't play there is they had a chance with a Zuerlein field goal at the end to win the game from 50 yards out, and he pushed it to the right, and the Jets fall in a loss to Denver as another massive favorite, an 8-point favorite that loses outright. They weren't the biggest favorite. San Francisco was, but the Jets now go to face Minnesota in London, and Denver with a couple of division games coming up. It wasn't like, you know, a beauty offensively by Knicks. He threw for 60 yards in the game. But Javonte Williams ran the ball well. Two good defensive teams, 10-9, the final score in that one. Let's just real quickly finish up with the Bears and Rams at Soldier Field.
Stretch for that football.
And now the tempo again as Swift gets.
Yeah, I was told by my son that there were a bunch of memes going around about DeAndre Swift last week. He basically had a big hole and he ran right up into one of his offensive linemen. I don't know. I've always felt like he was a decent back. This is a big win for Chicago and a tough loss for the Rams, who fall to 1-3 despite their win over the 49ers last week. Caleb Williams, 17 of 23, 157 yards. I watched some of this game, you know, flipping around, and he missed some receivers, just a little bit too hot on some shots. DJ Moore looked very frustrated, but they got the win over the Raiders. Stafford threw a pick and lost a fumble in this game. And Montez Sweat was, you know, a big part of a lot of that stuff. Sackle, tackle for loss, force fumble. He's played exceptionally well. The NFC is shaping up to be, you know, a lot of...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Teams right around 500 or just below 500 right now. There are going to be some opportunities for some of those wild card spots later in the season. All right, final thought on 42-14 when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.